Good afternoon, everyone. This is ABC Day 18, I believe. We're well past halfway now. It's a very nice day. It's 14 degrees, I believe. Although, if the actual sun feels a lot warmer than that. But I guess that's just because it's warming up. The sun's getting warmer this time of year. Stronger, should I say. Not warmer, but stronger. The UV index, apparently, according to my phone, is 4. And it's very windy. I'm not sure whether I'm going to sit outside. I sat outside earlier, but I think the wind's got up since then. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be going and sitting out there. But I'm going to make myself a Tassimo, because I haven't had one in some weeks. Now, as always, I should have found it before I started this boo. I want to try and get a decaffeinated one. I think I know where they are, but that's no guarantee that I can find them, because people mess around in my cupboards. There's a milk. People mess around in my cupboards. I think this is them. It's smooth going. Now I just need to get a cup. And we're away. We should be. Away, if I can find a cup that I like. I hope this doesn't overflow. Okay. Coffee. There we go. And we're away. Tassimo, Tassimo, do your thing. Just thinking about it. Okay, there we go. Oh, he's at work. He was meant to be on the early shift today, but they changed it to late. He's on late all next week, which is, I'm not very happy about, because it means on our anniversary we can't go out in the evening. So we'll have to do it next weekend, but the chances are he's probably going to be working late on Saturday. So, I don't know. I'll have to think about that. It's a real nuisance. Roland's meant to be going over his dad's, but he hasn't gone yet, so I'm not sure whether he's going to be going to this weekend after all. Connor's at work, but he's probably coming home later to get clothes, and then he's going back to his girlfriend's again. I don't think I want anything to eat with this coffee. I've had a lovely sandwich once more made by Roland. It was cheese, onion, cucumber with a little bit of mayonnaise and black pepper. Very nice it was too. Very, very nice. No, you can't beat the smell of coffee. Oh, talking about, well, we were talking about songs we didn't like about a week ago and favourite things, favourite smells and sounds. And I thought of some others. I thought of some songs I can't stand. Now, what were they? There was one I heard yesterday. Oh, Savage Garden, that Truly Deeply thing. I cannot stand that song. Oh! Anything by George Ezra, I'm sorry. I know he's one of the men of the moment, but I can't stand his voice. I can't stand his songs. He irritates the hell out of me. And also, I don't like M People. I think it's them that sing Moving On Up. That's probably the best of that bunch that I've just mentioned. And I was thinking, I've remembered some more sounds and things, but I don't think I can remember them now. What were they? Smells and sounds. I probably thought of them in the night when I couldn't sleep. I had a terrible night, so I consequently slept this morning. I realised the other day, someone mentioned people leaving in their droves from Audio Boom. Well, I haven't noticed any people I follow or my followers leaving, that to my knowledge. But one person I suddenly realised I hadn't posted for ages was Jackie Rumble. When I looked, she wasn't on my following list anymore, and she wasn't on my followers, so I'm presuming she was one of the ones that left, which was rather a shame, really, because I used to enjoy her Canadian booze. Have you quite finished? Not too bad if you haven't, because you have now. Oh, stop protesting! shit. I hope I can drink this coffee because I felt a bit queasy earlier. Then I had my sandwich and I felt better. So, I hope the coffee's not going to revert it again. Let's try it. That's nice. What are you making that really stupid noise for? Stop it. Yeah, favourite smells. Did I not think of some others? Yeah, I like the smell of coal. That was one. Tar. I think a couple of other people mentioned them, and I do like the smell of those things. Yeah, I like the smell when they're doing the road, you know, when they've got the road up. Let's kind of face this wind and see what it's like. See, if I stand in the doorway here, it's beautiful sunshine and it's hot. But if I step over the threshold, which I just did, already you can hear the wind. Let me see what it's like to sit on my swinging seat. I think I'm going to be too cold. Once I sit down, you see, I think I'm going to be cold. It's too cold to sit on there, unfortunately. It's over here. It's really too windy to be out here. But, there. Put my phone facing away from the wind and then it might not be so bad. It's not so bad. I'll probably get cold in a minute. Niall's here. Right, Niall? This morning he found his ball. I was trying to do a direct message to someone, so I went in. I think that was this morning. Let's have a look at you. I think he's looking a bit on the thin side, actually. I need to increase your foot. He does look quite thin. I mean, they said he was fine at the vets. Now, when I got him, when they brought him to see me on the matching visit in 2009, they said, they told me he was 29 kilos. But he's not a very long dog, but he's very tall. He's very long-legged. Good boy, aren't you? So when I got his health book, now I don't know whether it was his maximum weight or his optimum weight, because they seem to chop and change between these things, but it's 32.5. He's never been at that weight. The most he's ever been is 31-something, and I wouldn't want to see him any more than that. But on having said that, he's 29.2 yesterday, and I wouldn't want to see him any less than that, because he's a little bit, probably, he's, I like to see him like this, but he could be bordering on being a bit thin. I prefer to see him like that, though, but I don't want him to continue to lose weight, so I think I need to increase his food a bit. I'll give him a bit more food in the mornings. Because I don't give it half and half. I give him like a third in the morning, and then the other two thirds at night. If you know what I mean. So I think I need to give him a bit more in the morning. I need to increase it just slightly, just so that he stabilises. Because I don't want to see you get any thinner than that. You look fine. He looks good actually, but you can really feel his spine a bit too much. But I can't stand it when you can feel the hip bones. Come, stand up a minute. Let's have a look at you. Niall, up. Get up. See if I can feel your hip. I don't think I can, honestly. I can, but they're not really bony. Good boy, good boy, good boy. I'm feeling a bit sad today because I'd like to be out somewhere. My garden's a bit untidy. I'd like the old... It doesn't really matter. I know I can't see it. It does matter to me, but my grass needs cutting and all that sort of stuff. This coffee's decaffeinated. It's all right. It smells nicer than it tastes. But at least I'm safe in the knowledge that it's fine for me. Well, it's not bad. Now the wind's dropped a little bit and the sun is very hot. It's boiling. Niall, where's your big blue ball? Where is it? What did you do with it? I think it's round the side. Is it round there? Go and find it. You've gone the wrong way, you nerd. He's gone indoors. He thinks I've told him to... Oh, he's gone to get his bone. Okay. Toof, toof. Just... Someone went past my legs. I think it was Toof, toof. Or it might have been a... Oh, it is. He's under the table. He's in the shade. He's. I've made an appointment to get him cut on the 13th of May. I was going to get him done on the 6th, but the groomers away. She's in Egypt that week. So I've got to get him done on the 13th. And I'm taking Niall there the week after, the 20th. I know I could take him at the same time, but I don't think I can cope with two dogs in a taxi and just me. So I'm going to take him and the following week just for a bath. So that's the 20th. And then it'll be all nice and fresh. And then you'll be all nice and fresh when you see your girlfriend, when Rosie comes. Rosie's coming on the 25th. Isn't she? Don't know what Toof Toof's going to think of that, but I'm sure there's going to be some audio boos of it. You're going to see Rosie again. Hope Toof Toof's not going to be too naughty. Oh, why is it talking at me? Is it going to say his iPhone's shut down? It's too hot. Oh, low battery. That's not good. Yeah, I was hoping. I didn't find out till last night that Obi, his shift had been changed. I was hoping we could go out this afternoon, so I'm a bit disappointed. I know I could go out for a walk, but I don't really like going out when it's so windy. I want to go somewhere where I can sit down and just chill, you know? Like the park or a cafe. I hate it when he's on late, which is most of the time, to be fair. I looked at the forecast for the week and it's not brilliant. It's cloudy tomorrow, 14 degrees, and then it's 18 Monday, 19 Tuesday and Wednesday, and then going back down towards the weekend, and showers. But we do need rain. We really do. We absolutely do. Because we haven't had proper rain for ages. We didn't even have that much rain over the winter. Mind you, compared with last year we were absolutely deluged for weeks. And that wasn't good either. This year, it's been very dry so far. You can hear everything banging in the wind. It's very, very blustery. Did forecast it though, but at least the sun's shining. It's very quiet around here. People are probably all gone out. It's always pretty quiet, really. Apart from when the school's there, you know, in the week. I hope the wind's not too loud on the mic. I listened to the recording I did yesterday and it didn't seem that windy, and I could hear it on the microphone when I was walking around outside. It wasn't for long, but I faced it away from the wind this time, so hopefully that will do it. I think I mentioned the other day I did a boo about looking back. Because Ronan got some photos out of, you know, time has gone by. And there was one of me when I was 19 in a procession, a guide dog procession in London. And I was with my mum, and my mum was younger then than I am now, which is scary. She was in her early 40s, and it's a lovely photo of us, both of us. We look lovely. And I felt really sad to think, that doesn't seem that long ago, you know? And it's years ago, and I don't know, it just doesn't seem possible. And then he found my wedding pictures from my first wedding, and I was just thinking about that. We had a lovely day, and I still think it's one of the nicest days of my life when I married their dad, because we had such a beautiful day. It was the 30th of May, and it was warm weather. It was a bit like this. I think it was a little bit windy. It was at the end of May, though. It was a month later. And we'd had a thunderstorm in the night, early hours of the morning. And it cleared the air, and everything smelt beautiful, all the blossoms and everything. And We had a pretty eventful wedding, lots of little catalogues of disasters, and but it was a lovely day. But what made me sad was that there was a picture of me and their dad at the altar, and we had our dogs with us, and he said my dog was looking up at me, and that was my dog Mandy, and she was a very, very devoted dog. In fact, she was obsessed with me, and it really upset me when I thought of her looking up at me like that. And then she's been dead for 12 years now. She was 16 and a half when she died, and that really upset me. I started crying. I felt very emotional when we were looking back, you know. Obviously I can't see the pictures, so oh, here we go, he's found his ball. So I don't look at them, I don't get them out, because it's totally pointless. And then he'd say, oh, there's a nice one of you there, when we were on holiday in the hotel. And he took some of them to put up in his room. And, you know, we talked about things. And then Connor came and joined us, and we had quite a heart-to-heart. But we didn't spend a lot on our wedding, and we had a really nice time. I don't see the point. You see these programmes on TV. I don't watch them, but sometimes they're on. You know, I come downstairs and Obi's got the TV on, and there's some programme about these American couples preparing for their wedding, and the thousands of dollars they spend. It's totally ridiculous. There's one programme where it's like seeing if they can stay together for a year. A year down the line, are they still married? And I think, well, we were together 15 years, and okay, it didn't work out, but we did make a go of it, and we didn't get into debt over it, the wedding. It was all paid up front. We did our own catering, we did our own photos. They're just as nice, it was just as nice as anybody else's. We decorated our own venue. Someone paid for our honeymoon, so that was nice, and we had a lovely time, except we got burgled when we were away, and well, our wedding presents got pinched, but that's quite another story. But anyway, my second wedding, we didn't spend much either, because we just didn't have it. And that was just as nice. It was very simple. It was just me, and obviously it was in Nigeria, so my family didn't come, but there was just me and Obi and his mum and brother and some friends. We didn't go to his family town, because it was too much. It's too much travelling on the roads, and it's like 7 hours from Lagos. I'm not saying I'd never do it, but it's not ideal. You know, there's no, you can't get a train or something like that. So they travelled to Lagos. Well, his brother was living there anyway, and we just had a simple ceremony, and then we went and had something to eat afterwards. And in the evening, his mum went. Well, she didn't go home, she was staying with someone. She went off, and we were with his brother and his friends, and we just went to, and we, you know, we went and sat out in the garden of our hotel, and they had drinks and this delicacy, which is a, oh, it's disgusting, it's a goat's head, a cooked goat's head with all peppers and tomatoes and onions and everything. And that's what we did. And there was some, like, evening do, like a barbecue or something that Obi wanted me to go to, but I didn't really want to go because I was tired, and he only wanted me to have a good time. He didn't mind us not going, and he actually doesn't usually like me going out anywhere at night because it's not safe. Well, it's not that it's not safe for him, it's not really safe for me, and he didn't feel that he could 100% keep me safe at night. So, I mean, we did go out, but we always went, we didn't go out walking at night. Not once it got past dusk. You know, it's a very dangerous country. All African countries are, to be fair. Especially for tourists. But we didn't spend a lot on it, but it didn't mean any less. And I just don't see the sense in it. My wedding dress that I got for my first wedding, I did get it from a wedding shop. It was like going into the Chamber of Horrors for me, because I had a phobia about net. So I had to find one that didn't have net. I think it was the only one in the shop. But I was terrified to move because I couldn't see. And I think it was, even if it touched my arm, I would scream the place down. And I had to go in the changing room and change and try it on. the second time I just got a dress, it's like an evening dress I got it from Debenhams, and I think it was about £75 or something. It wasn't expensive, and it's lovely. It's like a shimmery, I could wear it again. The other one I couldn't, it really was a wedding dress, but this one I could wear again, and I will at some point. It's like a shimmery gown. It's like a goldy, silvery colour with like a thread running through it. It's very nice. It's got like a buckle at the front, and it put the waist pulled in. So I didn't spend a lot of money on it. I didn't spend stupid money that I didn't have and get into debt. Because that's pointless. Why start off your married life in debt? It doesn't... I mean, we did start our married life off in debt with my ex because we had a mortgage, but not that kind of debt, if you know what I mean. I mean, I know you can't have a much bigger debt than a mortgage, but we'd been living there for a few years and we'd been paying it anyway, so it was all under control. It's just that we didn't want to take out a loan and get into debt over a wedding. I just don't really see the point in doing that. It doesn't need to be... Okay, it's meant to be your day of your life and all that, but mine were, both of them. And they were both eventful. I mean, in Nigeria, we were getting ready, we were dressing up and everything, and of course we didn't have the thing where we didn't see one another. I did with my first marriage. I couldn't really do that in Nigeria, but with my first marriage, I stayed at my sister's the night before because she was doing all my hair and all my makeup and everything. And we were dressing up in Nigeria, and two of the members of staff, a man and a woman, started having a physical fight outside our door. And Obi had to go and sort it out, because that's what you do. You have to go and negotiate to get them to negotiate with one another. That's how they carry on. They actually had a physical fight, because I couldn't understand what they were saying. And they were talking a different language. They were talking in Yoruba. Well, that's not Obi's mother tongue. It's not his tribal language, but he understands quite a bit of it. So he said to me, they're going to come to physical blows in a minute. And all of a sudden we had boof, bang, bong. And he said, I'll have to go and intervene. And I said, oh, no, please don't. But he had to, because that's just what you do. He had to go and hold the woman back so that the man couldn't hit her, and hold her back so that she couldn't hit the man. And they, you know, it was all because she wanted to use one of the baths in one of the empty hotel rooms. And he said no. He was the barman or someone. So we had that. That was the start of it. And then the people that were meant to be taking us in their car got stopped by the police and they were late, so we had to go on a bike. I had to get on a Kada, which is like the taxi bikes, in my wedding dress. We didn't arrive on one of those, though, at the court. We did meet up with his mum, and she had a driver for the day, and they took us. So I didn't actually arrive at my wedding on one of them. But, you know, we had an eventful day. And the other wedding, there were good things, you know, things that the priest got my ex-husband's name wrong. When we got to the church, he said, I'm just getting Peter in position, and me and my sister couldn't stop laughing, and my dad told us off. And, you know, the dogs caused a commotion coming out the church, and, you know, there were funny things that happened which make it memorable, and you can smile when you look back and think, well, that was a day to remember. I kind of like things that go... It went okay, they both went fine, but... What are you doing, Niall? I hope you're not eating grass and going to make yourself sick. I kind of like things that have some kind of incident so that you remember it. I mean, of course you're always going to remember your wedding day, no matter what it was like, but if it's too perfect, then... I don't know, it's not so memorable somehow. Niall, come off the grass, please.
Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this now. And just feeling a bit thoughtful and reflective, I suppose. Anyway, folks, I hope you're all having a great weekend, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow, if not before.